Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on the trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on the team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids and feel better at their smile.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
It is 6:44, Kid of the Week time. Remember, you can get your Kid of the Week in. Send us information about a kid you think we ought to know. And do it at WGNRadio.com. And your Kid of the Week could be the next Kid of the Week. Like our new friend Ryan, who's Kid of the Week today. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you. You're 17?
18 now.
18?
July 28th is my birthday.
Good Lord, you're getting old.
A real adult.
Yeah. It's all changing now, Ryan. No more slacking, pal. Let's talk about your life a little bit. One of the really cool things I like about your story is this is not something outlandish. This is just a story of a great guy. And Ryan is a junior where?
I'm a senior now at Loyola Academy.
Oh, Loyola. Okay. Good for you. What do you think you're going to do next year? Do you know?
I'm not sure. Me and my mom have been doing a whole bunch of college visits all around. Still kind of looking and starting to get applications ready.
What are you hoping to do?
Not entirely sure yet, but something maybe along environmental policy. I'm going possibly over to law school.
Great. You got a little brother, right?
Yes.
Tell me about him.
12. He's 12. He's adopted, and he is absolutely the greatest.
And how great is it to hear an 18-year-old talk about his 12-year-old brother that is absolutely the greatest? That's very cool. Right?
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, it doesn't happen every time. Now, you've got a lot of responsibility because you've got a cop in the family who, works crazy hours. What's your mom do?
My mom just started working for the Secretary of State as a records archivist.
Right. So with the two, quote, adults out of the house, somebody's got to take care of little bro. So you meet him after school every day?
Yeah, so sometimes I pick him up. Sometimes my dad's able to grab him. But then when we get home, I get to not really take care of him. He does that mostly by himself, but be there at least.
All right, so that's not all this fine young man does, Dave. He also volunteers. What are you doing for the homeless community?
I volunteer at a place called the Just Harvest in Rogers Park. And there it's a community kitchen, so we serve about 100 or so people a day. And I go there and I volunteer and help with serving food, checking people in, all sorts of different stuff.
And a patriotic guy as well. Where's that come from?
That I have two grandparents that serve, one in the Navy, one in the Marines. And then also, as you stated earlier, my dad is a police officer, so that kind of all stems from that.
You're an impressive guy, man. And I love how much you love your brother and your family, but just all the different things you're doing.
Are you thinking about staying close to home when you go off to college, or are you thinking about maybe going farther away?
That's a big thing. I've actually started off wanting to go far away, but now I'm kind of leaning back.
I was in,
kind of Midwest-ish.
Okay, because I was going to say, your little brother's really going to miss you, having you around full time.
He's already said I have to go to college in Chicago just to be close.
Right, where's your interest in the environment come from?
We actually have a place up in Wisconsin, just a little past the Dells, and I've always been up there outdoors, fishing, hiking, kayaking, and kind of just being there gave me experience and made me really like the outdoors and want to help it.
This is the next president of the United States. This is the guy.
We hope
people.
So.
Won't put any pressure on you, but you're getting into politics. Listen, finish strong in your senior year. Get a college you want to go to. I know you're never going to forget your family or your little brother, and I hope it is close enough where he doesn't miss out on opportunities to see you. But I know you're going to have a great life, and I want you to stay in touch. And if you need money, call Dave.
Yes, feel free.
You can call Steve, too.
I may
too.
Let you do that.
Thanks for being Kid of the Week, pal. Hold on. That's just a good guy.
Yep.
That's a
18-year-old dude.
Great way to start off the day.
Loves his family, taking care of little bro.
I mean, and even has time to volunteer.
Yeah.
How many adults do you know that make the time to volunteer?
Not very many.
No.
Yeah, not very many.
Oh, love
it. We could all do more. That's your Kid of the Week.